Research from BBC Radio 5 Live suggests that 4 in 5 of us are proud of the work we do and 2/3 enjoy going to work on most days. Women are more likely to enjoy work, while public sector workers tend to have more pride in the work they do. Let's speak to people with two very different jobs. Then Gretchen Betts is from Magenta Financial Planning in Bridgend, and Sian Thomas is a consultant nurse in child health at the Aneirin Bevan University Health Board. Welcome, both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Before you go to work, I presume. Yes. So that's extra keen. Well done. Sian, I guess we tend to think of nursing as a vocational job, that it's something people mm-hmm. have a calling for. Is that the way you feel about it?
Well, yes, I always wanted to work with children. So when I came nursing, first of all, I trained as an adult nurse and then I trained as a children's nurse. So, yeah, I've been nursing for 30 years, so I must love my job.
Yes, absolutely. And what is it that really makes you love it?
Well, I really enjoy making a difference to the patients I look after. I work with children with complex health needs primarily, and it's really working, you know, to make a difference in their lives and their families' lives. Work with partners, key partners in social services and education, to work with them to kind of solve the issues the families have and try to make a difference and support the families.
And that must be very emotionally wearing at times. I mean, how do you cope with that?
It is, but, you know, it's strong. It's important, as nurses today are quite resilient. You know, it is sometimes challenging, but you've always got to remember that life is a bit harder for the families that we care for. And, you know, it's important to the elements of work that we do make a difference and try to normalise the life for the families, and, you know, things we take for granted don't come so easy for these families.
No, and I guess knowing that you can make a difference is an important part of you being able to cope with these situations. Like, you're not watching this helplessly, are you? You are in there making a difference.
And, you know, I'm a consultant nurse, so a privileged position to really, you know, what I see clinically on a day-to-day basis, I can then work with that and to take a piece of research to try and make a difference, not only locally then, but make a difference, you know, to children on a national basis.
Yeah, right. And Gretchen, what about you? Do you have that sense of service in terms of being a financial advisor and helping people out in that respect?
Yes, it's interesting listening, because a lot of my job that I really love is problem solving and speaking to people about what they want to try and achieve in life and how we can help them get there by doing good planning. So whilst we're dealing with very, very different types of work, I think for me, yeah, I want to problem solve. I want to be able to help make people's lives better. So it's an interesting crossover, to be honest.
And did you always want... 'cause you know, you can understand maybe with nursing, I don't know if this was you as a child wanting to become a nurse, Sian, but you don't meet many children saying, oh, I want to become a financial advisor. So at what point did that happen to you, Gretchen?
Yes, I know that definitely wasn't in the plan. Yeah, I just started a job, found that I really loved. I love being with people. I like talking to people. I get to do that a lot in my job. And now at Magenta, you know, running the business gives me a lot more opportunity to make decisions, which it really, really does. You know, I'm very proud about that.
One of the things that you both have in common that strikes me also is that you're both relatively high up in terms of the hierarchy. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that helps with job satisfaction, that sense of maybe having a bit more control than you would if you were a bit lower down the ladder?
I think that comes with time, but, you know, with nursing, there's lots of variety, but also it's a lifelong learner, really. It's supported to have your professional development. Yeah, so it's that continuation. Yeah, now we can reap the benefits of the learning and the experience. And I think you have more autonomy then as you mature into the role. But yeah, it does help.
I think I'm trying to run Magenta where everyone that works with us have that opportunity to really enjoy their job, make a difference, be part of the team.
You said it so, there, work with you, not for you.
Yeah. It's about being a team. It's not about, you know, it's about all being able to give ideas, opportunity, and have opportunity to be proud in their job. So, to be honest, it's probably about who you work with and where you work.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. I hope you enjoy your working day. Are you both off to work now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, well, enjoy your days. Sounds like you will. Thank you very much indeed, Gretchen and Sian there.